Hearing a quorum being present, I call the pre-council meeting of Columbia City Council to order. Our first order of business is open to the public. It is to discuss or preview the website redesign launch. John, anything you'd like to add?
I'd like to introduce Brian Atkinson, who led the team, and they launched it this weekend. Few problems, but they fixed those, and it looks very well. And I thank all of them.
Thanks, Brian, and to your team. I sent that out to a group of mayors earlier about 15 minutes ago, and the response has been great. They love it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, good evening. I have a brief presentation tonight for the new website launch. Just wanted to give a little bit of context in terms of the infrastructure this evening. We've had a great collaboration with our information technology department in terms of building a lot of these communication channels. The first thing that we had to build was our brand and visual identity. And then we get into the digital communications. So as you know, back in January, Steve Sapp introduced the new app. That has launched, and it's been incredibly successful. We've had just thousands and thousands of downloads, and it's just been a really valuable tool, and we'll continue to enhance that going forward. Of course, the website, which we'll talk more about tonight, and then our next big project, we'll be looking at social media and our digital engagement platforms as we go forward. I do want to also note with the work, the collaboration with the information technology department, we also utilize project management office techniques in terms of this website process. So that's really helpful to ensure that we're being strategic and we're utilizing best practices across everything. The other thing I do want to point out in terms of an overall context, with the pandemic, the digital communication landscape changed quite a bit. When we look at the app, the website, and the next big piece of social media, social media or digital platforms have become more and more important. They were huge before, but the pandemic certainly put shone a brighter spotlight on that. And so when we look at where we're spending our time and our investment and resources, we are going to see more of those types of things that we're looking at. We're not neglecting, of course, the traditional forms of communication, but we certainly want to make sure that we have the right resources and assets in our tool belt to communicate and engage with our community. Briefly, the redesign goals for the website. First and foremost, customer and resident focused. We try to eliminate the technical language and use terminology that would be more familiar to our residents. Branded, of course, having our visual identity. Transparency, that's always a huge thing. You may see that some pages aren't in the same place they were, but we really didn't take away information. We just reorganized it and are presenting it in sometimes different areas. Analytically driven, that's really key. We want to make sure that we're looking at those pages and the content and making sure that the content we have there is something that is getting traffic. And if it's not, why is it not? And how can we modify that and make that better? Of course, to the peer and industry best practices, when we built this website, we looked at sites near and far, big, large municipalities from Los Angeles and Las Vegas to small communities throughout the country, and also looking at private industries to figure out what is the best way in which to present our content. Mobile responsive, that's a huge thing, and we'll talk a little bit more about that briefly. Accessibility, of course, that is something that's called out in our strategic plan. And so we are meeting a lot of those pieces in the strategic plan, those action steps already. So that's really exciting for us. And then lastly, the flexibility for continuous upgrades and enhancements. This is really representing a philosophical change as we approach these pieces, assets, if you will. Many times a site or an app or a social media account may be built, and then we move on to the next thing. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to make sure that we are managing those apps, managing that website, making them sustainable, and ensuring that that content is always up to date and engaging for our community. We always feel that we can always do better, and that's really the mindset in which we approach all of these things. Real briefly, the testing recap. In January, we started with all of the communication staff and department liaisons. They've been intimately involved with this process for this entire period. In May, we moved to all staff. And then in June, we entered phase one of the public testing, which included the ETC survey respondents. As you recall, we did do that survey last summer, I believe, to help guide us in this process. Again, going back to being analytically driven, using that information as we built the new site. And then July, we went to phase two of public testing. Phase three, which is where we find ourselves today, July 19th. It is a public testing phase three, and it's also a launch. But again, going back to that philosophical change, we're always really going to be in phase three going forward. We're always going to be looking for ways that we can make the website better and make modifications. And then ongoing, so when Christian will demo the site just a moment, we are going to have ways that the citizens, visitors can add comments and feedback so we can make those modifications to the site. Accessibility. As I said earlier, that's a big piece that's been called out in our strategic plan that was just adopted a couple weeks ago. So the new site has been evaluated to meet the U.S. Section 508 accessibility guidelines using a variety of automated evaluation tools. And what that means is that when we build each page, we're looking at it at that very moment, is this accessible for screen readers? So that's from the very moment we drop content into a page, that's being looked at. And so we're doing very well in that area. We've also been working directly with the three primary screen readers, which is JAWS, VoiceOver, and NVDA. Even just last week, we were working with a couple individuals who are having a couple of issues with their specific screen readers, and we made modifications to alleviate those concerns that were happening there, and we'll continue to do that. Also, when we look at accessibility, it's not just the items that we just talked about, but in a broader sense, mobile responsive. We have not had a mobile responsive website ever at the City of Columbia. Today, I'm very, very happy to say that we have that. So all of our site is mobile responsive, and that's just a really huge, huge accomplishment. When we look at 55% of our visitors before we went mobile responsive were coming to our website from a smartphone or a tablet. So this will just enhance their web experience tremendously. That being said, now I'm going to pass it on to Christian DeVerger and Sam Shelby. Christian is in the Creative Services Department, and Sam Shelby is in the IT department, and they can give you a brief demonstration of just a couple of features of the website. And then after that, we'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Alan?
Can I ask a question before you get to these, a little bit more of the detail? Obviously, I was out of town for a few days, and so I haven't had a chance to get a feel for this, and I certainly will, but the two most important things to me, from my perspective, are referrals to constituents when they're asking for information, and for me personally, as the search engine. What have you done with the search engine? Has that changed any? Is that a new look?
It has changed, and Christian's actually going to demo that.
Okay.
So we've made it more dynamic, and you'll see some really new features that are really exciting for that. And as the search engine is used, it will grow. It will learn in and of itself. So the more it's used, the better it will get. And I would say in general, we're always inviting our community to look at the website today and going forward and continually provide us that feedback.
The more you use it, the more it will grow on a citywide level in terms of the kinds of responses.
If you do a search, for instance, and you don't find what you're looking for, you can hit a box and it'll alert us, and we will start to make connections.
Okay.
And again, Sam and Christian can give you a little more details on how that works.
Great, thank you.
Anything else right now? All right, Christian and Sam?
Hello, thank you for your time. We have a brief demo here. So I was here in January, and we took a look at the beta version of the site then. You'll notice that from a design standpoint, not a whole lot has changed at that since then. We did take a new video not too long ago, and that's what's displayed here. But for the most part, most of the design elements and the look and feel of the site are pretty much the same. As Brian mentioned, we are trying to continue to gather feedback. So, you know, we've gone through multiple phases, and we still have a feedback form out there to the public that they can fill out. We've gotten some good information from them, and we've tried to make some small tweaks to address some concerns. But for the most part, the feedback has been very positive. We've did a 1 through 5 sort of, you know, general, how do you feel about the website? And 75% is it's average or, you know, even better. So, and for a feedback form where generally I expect people to be more likely to fill things out when they're unhappy, I was fairly pleased to see that most of that feedback has been positive thus far. So beyond that, I just wanted to go through and sort of talk a little bit about what Brian said with analytics driven. So, You notice one of the big things that's different from when I was here in January is we've actually filled the site out with all of the information. So it's fully populated. We've filled out these menus, basically trying to give people sort of a one-click access to their most common things that they're looking for here. So we took a look at all the page views and different things like that, as well as some input from the departments to try and basically refine a list down to give people access to that stuff very quickly. So, you know, for example, if you go to resident, and it's sorted resident, business, visitors and government, but, you know, resident is obviously the most common thing. If you go to resident and click on your single family trash and recycling, you know, it'll take you to that page right away, which we found is a very common thing that people are after. And so it takes you right there. As Brian mentioned, we have a few different feedback collection tools. On all the pages, we have an option to report an issue. So if there's something out of date or something that's not correct, you can report that directly. We'll be notified, and we can turn around and make those changes. And we've actually already started that process. I've changed numerous things up to date. So beyond that, obviously, we're just talking about the search. So we changed search tools. We are now using a built-in search process that is powered by the back end of our website rather than Google. So we'll have a lot more finite control over how results display, whereas when we were using Google, that's just something that's their algorithm. We don't really have any access there. So as you can see here, this trending services, this is sort of pulling in the most common things that people are after for that at the time. And then as you go into it, there's quite a few different ways that you can filter your searches. You can search by, you know, most relevant or the title alphabetically, most requested, based on page views. There's also service categories. So, you know, we've tried to break things down into, you know, the common things that people are after, bills and payments, and maybe that by department and by contact type, content type. So, you know, if it's a board or a commission or a facility, you can filter all that out. Something else Brian had mentioned was that it, you know, will grow. So as we get more and more page views, more and more information about how people are using the site, those results are going to change and sort of filter to be more accurate and indicative of what people are after. So the other thing is that we've tried to sort of split out all the official documents and records so that people have a single tool that they can use to search for those as well. So the actual general search results on the website are a lot more streamlined and easier to, easier to read through and find what you're looking for. Other than that, we also decided to sort of run in tandem with the current website. We have the old version of the website still up. So this is another way that people, if they're still trying to get comfortable with using the new site, they can still sort of utilize our old version of the site to find information that they're looking for. So that's about the gist of what I have this evening. I'm curious if you have any questions for me.
Thank you. Great work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Anything else you need to go over?
I want to point out one thing that when we looked at building the site, and it's been a project for about 2 years now, we did have many vendors come in and gave us some really large estimates. And I say large, upwards of $250,000 to $500,000 to rebuild the site, because we have a very large and complex and unique site. All of the work that you see here today was done totally in-house by the staff here, their expertise. They took on this huge task on top of their regular work that we're doing. And so I just want to acknowledge that the work between Sam and Christian and our two graphic designers and Corey Fisher, who's also in IT, they've just done an amazing job, and I'm just very proud of the work that they've put into this project.
Thank you so much. It's impressive what you've done. I love the mobile applications of it. I assume there'll be some continuous improvements that happen over the next how many months? Just constant? Thanks. Ms. Fowler.
Thank you, Mayor. When I think I opened it up yesterday morning, and immediately I had a sense that it was going to be a less stressful experience. And I don't know if that's the change in the font or how you've laid it out, but that was my first reaction, that I feel like I wasn't going to be rushed and I wasn't going to be stressed out. So I wanted to share that because those were all positives to me.
Thank you. I mean, we looked very much at the design, and the simplicity of the design was actually a huge element and making that ease of navigation better for our visitors.
I like it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Anything else while we're in open session?
No, sir.
Okay. I move that the City Council of the City of Columbia, Missouri immediately go into closed meeting in Conference Room 2A of the City Hall to discuss hiring, firing, disciplining, and promoting of particular employees by a public governmental body when personal information about the employees discussed or recorded pursuant to Section 610.021, Subsection 3 of the Revised Statute of Missouri, and individually identifiable personnel records, performance ratings, or records pertaining to employees or applicants for employment pursuant to Section 610.021, Subsection 13 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri is my motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Scala. Councilmember Fowler?
Yes.
Ms. Wehner?
Yes.
Mr. Scala?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Mr. Pitzer?
Yes.
Dr. Peters?
Yes.
How do you vote? Votes aye. Mr. Treese votes aye. We're in closed session. We'll adjourn to the next room and be back shortly before 7.
Oh, you said 2A.
Oh, is that over there? But that's upstairs?
Yeah. Is that where you want us to go?
Oh. I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Dr. Carruthers.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I would like to reconsider the motion. I read tomorrow's motion.
Oh.
Is there any objection to reconsidering the vote by which the last motion was made?
No objection.
I read it several times in my head because there was supposed to be legal on there as well. So let me do that again. I move that the City Council of the City of Columbia immediately go into closed meeting in Conference Room 1A, 1B of City Hall to discuss legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body in confidential or privileged communication between a public governmental body or its representatives and its attorneys pursuant to Section 021, Subsection 1 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. Leasing, purchasing, or sale of real estate by a public governmental body where public knowledge of the transaction might adversely affect the legal consideration thereof pursuant to Section 610.021, Subsection 2 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. Hiring, firing, disciplining, promoting, or particular employees by a public governmental body when personal information about the employees discussed or recorded pursuant to Section 610.021, Subsection 3 of Revised Statutes of Missouri, and individually identifiable personnel records, performance ratings, or records pertaining to employees or applicants for employment pursuant to Section 610.021, Subsection 13 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri is my motion.
I'll second that. You're trying to lead me down the garden path here with that.
I just hope the deputy city clerk doesn't tell the city clerk.
We'll still need another roll call.
Ms. Fowler?
Yes.
Ms. Wehner?
Yes.
Mr. Scala?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Mr. Pitzer?
Sure.
Ms. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Treese? My apologies. But we also have the motion for tomorrow taken care of. Not really.
On the positive side.